slavery connections. In 1757, John Hugh Smith married the heiress Elizabeth Woolnough. The marriage settlement of £40,000 comprised properties in England and Jamaica, including the Spring Plantation, and substantially improved the fortunes of the Smith estate. Through Elizabeth, the Smith family of Ashton Court owned a share in the plantation. The slaves, their occupation, and fitness are listed. Several old women are noted as useless. The new Negroes are noted as marked FI3 and DRS. They may have been branded with an identifying mark by a previous owner. The Smith's family association with the Atlantic slave economy predates this marriage, as Sir John Hugh Smith's father, Gerrit Smith, a Bristol solicitor, was also a member of the Bristol Society of Merchant Venturers, the elite body which actively lobbied on behalf of Bristol participants in the African, American, and West Indian trades. Bristol City Museum's acquisition of a portrait, which originally belonged to the Smiths, suggests that Ashton Court's slavery links might go back even further. The portrait is of a young aristocratic girl and her equally young African servant, most probably Florence Smith, the second daughter of Thomas Smith of Ashton Court and his wife Florence. A portrait of the 17th century Elizabeth Smith, now in the Bristol Art Gallery, shows an attractive though somewhat sad-looking figure. She emerges from her letters as a warm-hearted person, full of concern for her husband Hugh and their children, especially Thomas. In 1629, the widowed Elizabeth married her cousin Sir Ferdinando Gorges, described as an active, vigorous man. His early involvement in English trade with and settlement of North America, as well as his efforts in founding the province of Maine in 1622, earned him the title of the Father of the English Colonization in North America. Despite never setting foot on American soil, Sir Gorges commissioned the capture of Indians as slaves. Elizabeth and Sir Gorges lived at Lower Court, sometimes called Ashton Phillips, and Sir Gorges died and was buried in Long Ashton.